Coming up on 7:19 on Tuesday morning, and it's usually this time of the week when we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
I'm glad everybody's here and accounted for with bright, shining faces this morning. And on a beautiful morning, you said you wanted to go ahead and dive right into the fact it's going to be hot again. So some more hot weather tips. What you got?
Gas savings.
Well, we want to revisit the segment we did several weeks ago about some gas saving tips.
Okay.
With us facing record high gasoline prices, there are several things that we can do, relatively inexpensive things that we can do that will save us on our gas mileage. One of the most overlooked, probably, and one of the simplest, is to make sure that you've got a clean air filter. People are not as particular about the condition of their air filter as they need to be. As I've often said, the fuel injection engine is one of the great inventions of modern man, and it's got a lot of pluses. But one of the things that it requires is a good supply of clean, flowing air. And if your air filter gets blocked or clogged at all, it's going to dramatically decrease your gasoline mileage that you're getting on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This is particularly the case with pickup trucks or SUVs that have a tendency to be a little bit of a gas guzzler anyway. And so making sure you've got a clean air filter will really studies say that you lose about 15% of your fuel economy if the air cleaner gets dirty.
Wow.
Now, let's look at that a minute. With $5 gas prices, that means you're wasting 75 cents of every gallon that goes in your car because of that air filter. And they're not that expensive. They can be changed out in just a few minutes with a relatively low cost and make sure you're getting your maximum fuel mileage.
Okay.
The other thing is be very particular about your tire pressures. And that's kind of tough this time of year because we've got these extremely hot days and rather cool mornings. So the air pressure in your cars is going to fluctuate quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you always want it to be you definitely don't want it to be low because this would dramatically cut into your fuel mileage.
Right.
So you want to make sure that it's up at specifications. And the best way to check your tire pressure is to wait till the car has been driven some and the tires are at operating temperature before you take the air pressure, check the air pressure. You don't want to do it first thing in the morning when the temperature is cold, because it'll give you a artificial low reading. Takes a few minutes. I recommend everybody buy them a little fairly good air pressure gauge to keep with them. Put it in the glove box, and every once in a while, the opportunity presents itself, get out and check your air pressures to make sure it's at the right level.
Now, those
one of
little
the things we do for our.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Your turn.
One of the things that that we do for our regular customers is you can come by anytime, and we'll check your air pressures and bring them up to level if they need to be. So just a little extra that we add on there.
Now, tell us, if you will, Dennis, the air measurement gauges that are at the air compressor stations, right, where you put in the quarters and all, those are generally not too accurate, are they?
No, they're notorious for being inaccurate.
Okay, so that's why you suggest getting one to carry with us then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can buy the discount ones, but don't do that. Buy ones a little bit better quality. It's going to last you a lifetime. So be sure you get one that is going to be more accurate. So the last thing I want to mention before we leave is something that is a little bit more expensive, but if your vehicle has more than 50,000 miles on it, you may want to consider changing your spark plugs, or at the very least, take it to a repair facility and have them check one of them to look at the condition of the plugs. Most people and most vehicles today are using exotic metal plugs that are supposed to last for 100,000 miles plus. Well, that's great, but at 50, 60,000 miles, they're more than past their half life, and so they're not as efficient as they were when they were new. So you may be really hurting your fuel mileage if your spark plugs have worn out quite a bit. So changing them can make a dramatic difference in your fuel mileage. So it can put your car. It makes a great difference in your car's performance. We don't realize it because it happens so slowly, but over a period of time, our vehicles lose a little bit of the performance as they age. So it's a good idea. It really puts some more pep into your vehicle.
All right.
One last thing is
got to be a quick one.
With all this heat, with all this heat and everything, people have a tendency to roll the windows down and not use the air conditioning. And on our aerodynamic cars today, studies have shown that that really is more fuel efficient to drive the car with the windows up. So
yeah. There you go. Great gas saving tips from Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tuned Auto Care. Shall we call him Sparky? There you go. Dennis, anyway, tell us about your store, if you would.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off of the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Talk to you next week.